Can you just describe phase one, two, and three trials to us?
Sure. A phase one study, and I'll step back just a moment to say that each phase of a clinical trial has a primary purpose. We'll talk about each of those in simple questions. And for phase one, it is for the treatment that we're looking at, what dose should be given, so what dose level is appropriate, what side effects do we see at that dose level, and those trials enroll smaller numbers of patients. And as we enroll each small group of patients and see how they're doing before proceeding to the next dose level, and then finding out what we can about the
side effects. So we're talking about drugs when we talk about phase one trials.
Those are drugs.
Mm-hmm. What about phase two trials?
Phase two, still drug trials, and armed with the information that we would have learned from a phase one study, which would have told us then what the appropriate dose is, the schedule that that drug is given on. In phase two, we're looking a little more at, with that appropriate dose and that schedule of drug administration, is the drug effective for the diagnosis that we're looking at? So we start to look closely at what the response of a particular tumor is to that treatment.
And now phase three.
In phase three, continuing with drug trials, we've learned information from phases one and two. And phase three will allow us to compare the drug or drugs under study to what our standard is at that time. For some cancer diagnosis, at that point, it might be that we didn't have a treatment available. For others, it is a regimen of drugs we've been using that have been considered standard of care for a particular cancer diagnosis, and we'd now like to see if those clinical trial therapies are more effective than what we're using.